Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 14. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, you will find a future, and your hope will not be cut off. There are a lot of ways to get information these days. I mean, really, any question you have, you just need to Google it or ask Siri or Alexa. We have so much information ready to be accessed within seconds. But information is not the same as wisdom. And just knowing things or being able to look things up on the internet doesn't make us wise. Do you know what does make us wise? Is life. Heartbreak, pain, illness, loss, joy, laughter, love. All the things that we experience that change our perspective. The things we choose to happen to us, like getting married or having a kid, and the things we don't choose to have happen to us, like losing a loved one or getting cancer. I mean, really, think about it. Think about the things that have added the most wisdom to your life. They're either really joyful or really painful, sometimes both. And even all the regular everyday moments, they also add up to a lifetime of experiences, and all of those experiences together create pieces of wisdom that you can draw from in difficult times, that you can share with people who need it. Now, here's the thing. When you don't have an experience of something, sure, you can learn about it, study it, and know it inside out, but wisdom, real wisdom, comes from experiencing something, being in it, right in the middle of it. I remember once a friend of mine with cancer told me she wouldn't wish cancer on anyone, but also she kind of wished everyone would have to hear the words, "You have cancer," to know what it was really like. And so they'd know how those three words change everything. There is something to be said about wisdom gained from experience. And in this verse in today's proverb, the author says that wisdom is like honey. If you look one verse earlier than this one, verse 13, it says, "My child, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste." And then the author goes on and says, wisdom is the same as that honeycomb. Wisdom is the same to your soul as honey is to your taste buds, sweet and good. While not all the experiences that we go through are sweet and good, in fact, a lot of them are bad and bitter, they do bring us to wisdom. And I know, saying difficult things bring us to wisdom is getting dangerously close to saying good things come out of bad things, but let me be super clear that this is not what I'm saying here. Wisdom is earned. And that wisdom we earn like a badge when we go through something, good or bad, is what connects us to hope. And hope is what gives us a future. I love this verse because one might assume that going through hard things makes people less hopeful, not more hopeful. But this author of this proverb says that's not so. The wisdom you gain by having gone through difficult times connects you to hope in a way that nothing else does. The word that is used in the Hebrew in this verse can be translated as cord. Wisdom literally attaches you to hope like a cord. Because you have been through the worst and come out the other side of it. because you're in the middle of the worst. You are still loved. You are not alone. You are connected. You know how hard things can be and how bad they can get, and yet you are still here. You know there is tomorrow, and yet you know tomorrow is never guaranteed. That is earned wisdom. And that kind of wisdom is sweet and good like honey. See, that is what hope does. It reminds us that we have a future, that we are loved, and that we are not alone.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.